The question and answer program everyone enjoys.
I would say yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Here are the questions.
Hello, Errol.
Hello.
Hello. How are you going? I feel like we haven't spoken for ages.
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah?
You know, I'm often asleep at midnight these days.
Well, I'm glad that you're up tonight and you can be part of the quiz tonight. So, sisters, the first one's a relatively easy one just to ease us into it. Errol, where would I be if I went to visit some sisters called Meany, Wimla and Gunnedoo?
Absolutely no idea.
Oh, really? Really?
No.
I mean, I'll read it again. There's definitely a clue in the question. Where would I be if I visited three sisters called Meany, Wimla and Gunnedoo?
I'm thinking Gunnedoo is something you're going to do, but I can't think of a good thing.
Oh, Errol. Okay.
Catch you next time.
Next time. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Adrian and Bernadette and Joanne and Di and Ray in the Bay and Ross and Tana and Harry and Katrina. Yeah. You're right. Well done. Okay. Jacinta's given us a call from Darwin. Hello, Jacinta. Jacinta. Hey, Jacinta, are you there? It doesn't seem like we're having a lot of luck actually getting through to Jacinta there in Darwin. Lockie, maybe we can check that Jacinta's okay to talk to us. Barbara from Falconbridge. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, darling.
Hello. Now, Barbara, where on earth would I be if I went to see three sisters called Meany, Wimla and Gunnedoo?
Oh, my God, my mother would check me from this earth if I didn't know the answer to this. Katoomba.
Katoomba is correct. Not too far from where you are in Falconbridge.
No.
Well done.
I've been there many, 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 many times.
Yes. Good work, Barbara. You've got question one correct. Okay. Now, question two. I want you to have a listen to this description of six sisters who were prominent in the 1930s. In England, and then I want you to tell me their last name.
Well, that's going to be more tricky, I think.
Diana the Fascist, Jessica the Communist, Unity the Hitler Lover, Nancy the Novelist, Deborah the Duchess, and Pamela the Unobtrusive Poultry Connoisseur.
How interesting.
I know. What a set of sisters.
I know. I think I'd write a book about them.
What's their last name?
The Potter sisters.
And they're not Potter sisters.
No. I know. I had to come up with the name.
Thanks for kicking us off, Barbara. I'm getting
You're
question
welcome.
One correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1-300-800-222. Jim in Newcastle. Hey, Jim.
How you doing?
Hello, I'm well. Now, I'm after the last name of sisters who were once described thus. Diana the Fascist, Jessica the Communist, Unity the Hitler Lover, Nancy the Novelist, Deborah the Duchess, and Pamela the Unobtrusive Poultry Connoisseur.
Before I actually know that question, mm-hmm. but before I go at it, that first question, the three sisters and it was Katoomba.
Yeah.
If I'd have said the Blue Mountains, would I have been right? Would have been.
I would have given that to you as well.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, because yeah, I've actually never ever been to the three sisters. I've been up and down around there and I've never ever been. And that's on my to-do list. I'm
yeah,
going
you should go. They're very impressive.
All right. What was that question again? I got to, unless I can't get a brain snap, it's gone. I don't know.
I know, you said you knew it. Okay. What's the last name of these ladies? Diana the Fascist, Jessica the Communist, Unity the Hitler Lover, Nancy the Novelist, Deborah the Duchess, and Pamela the Unobtrusive Poultry Connoisseur.
Oh, the Poultry Connoisseur. No.
No?
No, it's not there, but I'll be very interested to know what it is.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Lots of people do know who these sisters are. For example, Tana, you were in first. Yeah, Bernadette, Anna, and Diana, and Rosa, and Perry. Rain the Bay, you've got a letter wrong. Liz, Helen, and Joanne, and Grace, and Harry. Pat says, gosh, I imagine the dinner Christmas table would be very interesting in this family. Absolutely, it will. It would. Ian from Medlow Bath, did you also ring in for the three sisters?
You bet I did.
Who's closer, you in Medlow Bath or Barbara in Falconbridge?
Me by a long way.
Okay. Who are these sisters, though, that I'm talking about, Ian?
So I need to, could you run the question past me again so okay. I've got a chance?
I want you to have a listen to this description of six sisters who were prominent in England in the 1930s and then tell me their last name. Diana the fascist, Jessica the communist, Unity the Hitler lover, Nancy the novelist, Deborah the duchess and Pamela the unobtrusive poultry connoisseur.
God. I'm really not much of a chance here, but should I throw some sort of answer in there to make it?
Go on.
Deborah the novelist, wasn't it?
Deborah's the duchess.
Yeah, right.
Nancy was the novelist.
I'm a Republican, so I'm not likely to know the duchess.
You know what, Ian? I think it's you know what or you don't kind of situation, this one.
Jones. Let's go for a Welsh Celtic name.
All right. Well, you've ruled Jones out because that is not it. Thanks.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay. Who else has got it? Yeah, Violet and Isabel and Michelle and Anissa. Lots of people know who these sisters are. Hello, Eric.
Morning, Suzanne. Yeah.
Who are these ladies? What's their last name?
The Mitford sisters.
They are the Mitford sisters. That's right. Very, very interesting family.
Mm.
Question three, Eric. Between the 2001 US Open and the 2017 Australian Open, how many times did sisters Venus and Serena Williams play each other in a tennis Grand Slam final?
Tough. I'll say three.
No, it is more than three, I'll tell you that,
thanks,
Eric.
Anyway.
All right, yeah, thanks, thanks for playing. Dicky in Double Bay.
Oh, Suzanne, I mean, God damn it, this is tough.
And well, this one at least is guessable.
Yeah.
Is it not? Okay, so between the 2001 US Open and the 2017 Australian Open, how many times did Venus and Serena Williams play each other in a tennis Grand Slam final? It is not three, and I've very kindly given you a clue that it is more than that.
Well, I think it's seven.
It is not seven.
Okay, ciao. You're
thanks.
Great.
Thanks, Dickie. Good to talk to you. Michael in Albany. Michael.
Yeah, hello, how are you doing?
Yes, very well. You're not the Mike from Albany who emails me sometimes, are you?
No, that's your question. He probably gets a little
bit. Oh, Michael, your phone line isn't too good there. Is there anything you can do to make it a bit clearer?
It's raining again, for sure.
All right, well, have a go at this one. How many times did Venus and Serena Williams play each other in a tennis Grand Slam final between 2001 and 2017?
My guess is going to be four.
No, it is not four. Thanks for playing, Michael. Good to talk to you. Ian is in Penrith. Hello, Ian.
Hello, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. All right, it's not three,
so
it's not four.
You are, I can hear you. You've got some lovely people calling you.
Yes. That the more people are calling, the happier I am, Ian.
Of course.
Yes. Otherwise it can be a bit lonely.
Well, I mean, is that not why you are on the radio, my dear?
To talk to people, yes.
Exactly.
Okay,
and
now.
And your personality is always lovely.
Oh, thanks, Ian. It's very nice. Now tell me, how many times did Venus and Serena Williams play each other in a tennis Grand Slam final between 2001 and 2017? It's not three, four, or seven.
I believe it would be five.
Nope, it is not five.
No. No. I've drummed out. My goodness.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks,
have a
Ian.
Good night.
You too. Joanne and Perry, you both have it correct now on the SMS. Well done to you. Hey, Brenda in Cambridge. Brenda. Might have to go back to Brenda. Grant in Waterloo. Hey, Grant.
Hi, how are you today?
Yeah, doing well.
Did you ever work with the legendary Condo down in South Australia before he moved up to do the New South Wales Country Hour?
Oh, I know him here, but I think maybe he just left South Australia when I started working in regional SA.
That could well be, yeah. Because even though I am Grant from Waterloo, as you know, when I do actually text into Condo, and Amelia is also just a great up-and-coming talent, as in she's been there 5 years, but I always think of her as coming up and down. I'm Grant from Pitt Town whenever I text it into Condo. So
hang on, you're in Waterloo. What are you doing listening to the Country Hour?
Well, why not? Because it's educational and it's exactly like that. And also, always listen to the news because, especially Condo, especially at the moment, he has a bit of a joke with Adam, the newsreader, and he's done that for all the last couple of newsreaders. It's always good. So it's always just interesting to get a bit of a different perspective.
Excellent. All right. Well, you heard that the Country Hour is having a big anniversary. So, happy birthday, Country Hour. Now, Grant, how many times did Serena and Venus Williams play each other between the 2001 US Open and the 2017 Australian Open in a Grand Slam final?
Well, I can help people by saying it probably has to be less than about 60 to put by the number of years in the tournament. I'm going to guess, I'm just going to have a guess, 8.
Oh, no. So now we've ruled out 3, 4, 5, 7, and 8. And I've said it's more than 3. We'll get there in the end. Thanks, Grant from Waterloo. Bye. Jane from Homebush has this one too. 1-300-800-222 if you'd like to be part of our sisters-themed history quiz tonight. Trev in Surfers Paradise.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hello, Trev.
Thank you for a very cryptic subject.
Do you think?
Oh, yes, sisters, it can mean anything. Started with geological formations.
Yes, you know? Well, it's all things that happened in the past, really. It's a bit historical. That's the theme, historical sisters. Yes. Okay, now, look, we've ruled out 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. I said it was more than 3, so don't try 2, 1, or 0. What are you going for?
No. Look, the number that seems missing is 6.
But that's not it either.
Oh, well, look, just about the Country Hour, I like listening to the price of hoggets.
Yeah, the Over the Pig's Hook report thing.
Yeah, I love that. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Suzanne. Good night.
See you, Trev. All right, do have some lines free. We've got to be solving this question shortly. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. They didn't, did they, Ray? Ray in the Bay says, I haven't listened to the Country Hour since they stopped giving the price for feral cat skins in the market report. Really? Wow. 1-300-800-222. John in Canberra, good evening.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you?
Doing well. Now, I'm hoping that everyone else has done the hard work for you here. So the answer is not 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8. How many times did Venus and Serena Williams play each other in a tennis Grand Slam final between the 2001 US Open and the 2017 Australian Open?
Well, I don't think it was very many. In fact, you didn't say that it was above 3, did you?
I did say it was above 3.
Oh, okay. Well, I know. Oh, geez. Okay. I thought it was less than that.
No.
I know they didn't like playing each other. Can you just give me the answers that have been given already again?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Come on.
Has 9 been given?
It has not been given. Would you like to give it?
Yeah, I'm amazed because I didn't think they played each other that often. I thought it was lockless.
No, then that is the correct answer. Nine Grand Slam finals in which they played each other. Serena won 7 and Venus won 2.
Wow, is that right? I would have said like 1. So thank God for all those prompts and previous callers and everything else.
Exactly. Okay, we're on to question 4 now. We can leave the tennis behind. In which English county did the Bronte sisters live?
Bronte, well, they wrote a lot about Yorkshire, the Yorkshire Moors, so I'm going to go Yorkshire.
That's a very sensible answer. It is indeed Yorkshire.
Oh, thank you, Wuthering Heights.
I'm with you there. Question 5. Whose shared tomb in Westminster Abbey has inscribed upon it the line, "Partners in throne and grave"?
Okay, I missed the very first part of that question. Can you just say it again, please? I can.
Whose shared tomb in Westminster Abbey, so we want two people in the tomb, has inscribed upon it the line, "Partners in throne and grave"?
I've been to Westminster Abbey and I love it. I reckon it's the best thing in England. Look, off the top of my head, I'm going to say, I think it's been quite a while since kings and queens were buried there. Partner in grave.
Partners in throne and grave. And we might be looking for some sisters.
Partners in throne and, was that grave?
And grave,
G-R-A-V-E?
Yes. Grave, as in buried in a grave.
Okay. Partners in throne and I'm just going to say I'm pretty sure it's very wrong. Victoria and Albert?
It is not Victoria and Albert. Thanks a lot, John. All right, good to chat with you. A few people have figured this one out. Yes, Bernadette, that's correct. Adrian, that's also it. Yeah, Diana and Wood and Ealing, that's the correct answer too. All right, Brenda from Cambridge, I think you're back with us.
Yes, I'm back with you.
Hi. All right, so now remember, this is a history quiz about sisters, and my question for you, Brenda, is whose shared tomb in Westminster Abbey has inscribed upon it the line, "Partners in throne and grave"?
I'd say the Queen Mother and, I forget his name. No. I can't come up with anything.
All right. Thanks, Brenda. Okay. Jane from a Homebush, that's it. Rachel and Kilmore, that is it. Perry, Anna, you've all got it. Now, remember, we're looking for sisters. So if you give me Victoria and Albert, for example, unless there's a lot that we don't know, not sisters. So think of some sisters who might be sharing this throne and grave together. Justin in Frankston.
G'day, Suzanne. How are you?
Yeah, hey, I'm doing very well, Justin. Now, who is it who's in this tomb in Westminster Abbey with the line "Partners in throne and grave" on it?
Okay, so you're saying it's sisters. So I am going to say Queen Mary and Queen Margaret?
Not a Mary and a Margaret.
Oh, but you gave me a clue, which was sisters, so I'm thinking that they were sisters.
Well, I don't know who Mary and Margaret were, who were sisters who also were on the throne of England. So that one doesn't quite fit either. Ooh, Sally, you are half right. Sally in Bullsbrook. No, Maurice, not quite. Although they did share something. 1-300-800-222. All right. Peter in High Wycombe.
Oh, hi. How are you asking that?
I'm very well. Whose shared tomb in Westminster Abbey has inscribed upon it the line, "Partners in throne and grave"?
Yeah, I'm struggling with this, but I'll say Queen Victoria and.
Remember, you want a sister.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to work at. No, is there a Queen Mary?
It's not a Victoria and Mary.
Oh,
No, it is not. Okay, Josh on the Mornington Peninsula. Who's in this grave, Josh?
Before I get to that, I want to give a quick shout out to Granny and Grandpa in Adelaide and a happy 40th to Jess. We love you so much.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll second all of that then. Right, Josh, who's sharing this tomb in Westminster Abbey? Which sisters?
I'm not very good at this. I would say Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth the First.
Victoria and Elizabeth the First. No. Those two are definitely not sisters. Thanks very much, Josh. Although I think one was certainly descended from the other. Kim in Manham.
Oh, Suzanne. Yes. How could you possibly want to speak to me?
I don't know.
No, I have no idea. I was going to say Lancelot and Guinevere, but...
are they buried in Westminster Abbey? Or are they not real?
I have no idea. Lady of the Lake, Guinevere.
All right. We're not getting anywhere with this line of answers, I'm afraid, Kim. Let's talk to Pearl.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you going?
Hi. Now, Pearl, how did you cope with the weekend?
Really well. It was it wasn't that amazing, really. It was a bit woolly at times, but I went to bed last night at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you howling winds, driving rain, any of that? No.
No. Well, I'm not actually in Darwin City. I'm in Palmerston, about 17 odd k's south. So Darwin City probably copped it a bit harder than us because, you know, they're on the coast, obviously. So came in over the coast, but by the time it got to us, it was still a bit windy and stuff, but no, it wasn't too bad.
Well, all right. Glad to hear that, Pearl. Now, can you tell me whose shared tomb in Westminster Abbey has inscribed upon it the line, "Partners in throne and grave, they are sisters"?
Well, I don't know anything about the inscription or anything, and I don't even know if they're buried in Westminster Abbey, but I believe Elizabeth the First and Mary Queen of Scots were sisters.
Oh.
Is it them?
Mary Queen of Scots was Elizabeth's cousin.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I thought they were sisters. Oh, my gosh. All right, thanks.
But I'll tell you this. You're halfway there. Someone else should be able to take it from here. Malcolm in Broome.
Oh, hello. I'm freezing to death in Albany.
Oh, you're not in Broome. Okay.
No, I'm down in Albany, freezing to death. I think the last lady has stuffed me up. I was going to say Queen Mary and Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, but obviously not.
No. We don't want anyone's mother. We want some sisters. Okay. Rayan Yurunga.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Okay, who's this? Shared tomb, Westminster Abbey, partners in throne and grave. They are sisters. We have now mentioned one of them.
Yeah, I reckon it must be Elizabeth I and Bloody Mary.
Ah, yes, it is, Ray. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you know, question six is like this one, but harder. So I'm going to leave that to the end because I feel if we might get stuck on that one for quite a while. Okay. So I will go to the next question. I will call this one six. Which religious order was founded in Panola, South Australia by St. Mary MacKillop and English priest Father Julian Woods in 1866?
Yes, yeah, the Sisters of Mercy or something like that.
No.
Mary Philip. Yeah, no.
Sisters of something, but it is not Mercy.
Sisters of, yeah. All right.
Oh, dear. All right. Thanks, Ray. Oh, you're so right. I think this is Sheila I said, oh, Victoria was descended from Elizabeth. But no, she wasn't. I mean, they'd share some blood because they're all descended from Henry VIII. But yes, quite right. They're obviously not direct descendants. George from Lakemba. Hey, George.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. George. Which religious order was founded in Panola, South Australia by St. Mary MacKillop and English priest Father Julian Woods in 1866?
That was interesting that you mentioned about Mary Queen of Scots and Mary the First, because that's what a lot of people obviously get that confused very often.
And you know what, George? Your phone line's actually shocking tonight.
I've got it on speaker.
Take it off speaker, please. If you're waiting on hold, don't be on speakerphone because it can be very difficult to understand. Okay, George, are you off it yet?
No,
I'm going to come back to you. Okay, get off speakerphone and then I will come back to you. Here's Russell. Hey, Russell.
Hello.
Right, I want to know the name of the religious order founded in Panola, South Australia by St. Mary MacKillop and English priest Father Julian Woods in 1866.
Unless it's Vicar and Linda or Danny and Kylie, I'm not going to know the sisters.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Russell.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yes, Gail in Blackrock and Annie. That is all correct. Come on, if you know this, hop on the line, 1-300-800-222. Here's Steve in Leicester. Hey, Steve.
Hey, pleasure as always, Suzanne.
And you too, Steve. I just hope you know the answers. This is much harder than I thought it was.
You got spooked by whoever said you're not going to get through it in the hour.
Yeah, I know. It's not looking is it?
No.
We'll have to do Sisters Part 2 next week.
Yeah.
I should just reduce the scope of this quiz. Just make it a 10-question quiz. Whipping.
Oh, no, that was Sister Act 2, wasn't it?
All right. I assume that's not a serious answer, or was it, in fact, your answer, Steve?
Oh, that is as good as I've got.
I think, did Ray say Mercy? It's not Sisters of Mercy. They are Sisters of something.
Panola. Sisters of the Blessed Grapevine.
No.
Well, that's a wine growing area.
It is. I mean, it would be nice if there was such a sisterhood, but that is not it.
I'm joining.
See you, Steve. Okay, George.
Hello, is that sounding better?
Oh, my goodness, George. Don't do that to us again. Sounded awful. Awful.
Yeah. No, I just got off the phone with Lockie and suddenly I was on, so I hadn't had a chance to take it off.
Oh. Okay. Anyhow,
I can probably help you with this. I am a fan of Mary MacKillop because I've seen a play about her, a musical about her. There's a statue outside St. Mary's Cathedral and, there's obviously a miniseries and
give
films.
Give us the answer, George.
The Josephites is the nickname that the formal name of the Sisters of St. Joseph of the Sacred Heart.
You are absolutely correct. Sisters of St. Joseph of the Sacred Heart. Okay, George, because you are, I know you're a man who knows lots of things. I won't be scared of this question. I'll ask it of you.
I am.
The McDonough sisters, Paulette, Isabel and Phyllis, were early Australian pioneers in which artistic pursuit? The McDonough sisters. And we have spoken at them, it was a couple of years now, but we've spoken about them at great length on this show one night.
I must have missed that night, actually. McDonough's a famous artistic name. There's Martin McDonough, who's a great Scottish filmmaker and he's Irish filmmaker and the director, but
it's an artistic pursuit, George. An artistic pursuit.
Okay. Ooh, let's go. I'm not sure. Let's go.
What did you just talk about, George?
Filmmaking and writing. Oh, how about writing?
Oh, George.
Oh, filmmaking. Sorry. Oh, yes, actually. No, you jog my memory. Now, I knew I'd heard the name somewhere. You are actually, I think they did actually, they were early filmmakers.
Yes. Yes, I know I half gave you that, but I'm feeling like this quiz is off the rails. So yes, with Paulette as the leader, these sisters created and produced films in the 20s and 30s. They were considered the first women to own and operate a film production company in Australia. If you would like to join me, 1-300-800-222, 1-300-800-222 is the number to call to play the history quiz tonight. Anna and Northcote had filmmaking. Very well done, Anna.
The Ashes. And this could get
on. Rushes in and bowls it. Yorker and bowls it.
ABC Sports Summer of Cricket on your radio and on the ABC Listen app.
Okay, George, I've got a biblical question for you now.
Oh, okay.
In the Bible, who were the sisters Rachel and Leah both married to?
Oh, good question. Rachel and Leah. I'm not sure, but I'll just go Abraham. He had a few wives.
No, it's not Abraham.
All right. Well, thanks for being so lenient with me on the previous question.
thanks, George. Okay, folks, who knows the answer to this one? In the Bible, who were the sisters Rachel and Leah both married to? If you know the answer, don't text me. Anna, don't text me. Get on the phones because I need you to help me with this history quiz now. 1-300-800-222 is the number to call. So if you know the answer to this one, 1-300-800-222. Yes, what did George answer? The answer that we had for that question about the McDonough sisters, yeah, they were film producers. They were early film producers in Australia. Sharon in Armidale, you are correct, but why don't you hop on the phones, 1-300-800-222. Anne from Caulfield. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm well. Right, who were Rachel and Leah both married to in the Bible?
Jacob.
Jacob is correct. How are you on your Gabor sisters, Anne?
I know of two of them.
Well, I want you to name the three Hungarian socialite and actress sisters who had the last name Gabor.
Oh, well, there was Zsa, and there was Eva, and there was their sister, Miss Gabor. Have you got a first letter?
No.
Well, I will just say, well, they're Hungarian. They were Hungarian. So I will just say Magda.
It is Magda, Anne. Nicely done. Sorry.
I've never heard of her, but I know Magda is a Hungarian name.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to jump around and try pick out some of the ones I think people will have more of a chance of answering. Let's see. So what question? That was 8. That makes that one 9. Let's do this one for 10. Which famous couturier's younger sister was a French resistance fighter during World War II and survived 9 months in the Ravensbrück concentration camp? So we want a famous couturier's sister. So who's the couturier that I am speaking of?
Oh. And can I ask, is it a male couturier that we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. That doesn't really help me because I don't look, let's just say, oh, hang on. Oh, I just had a thought for a second and it's gone. Come back.
Come on, Anne.
You know what? Look, you know what? I've had two right, which is pretty good, and I'm happy about that. I will just say Yves Saint Laurent, but I know I'm wrong.
It is not Yves Saint Laurent. Thanks so much, Anne. Anna in Northcote, I know you texted, you rang because I told you to, and here you are. It's not the Jacob answer, but instead I want to know which famous couturier's younger sister was a French resistance fighter during World War II who survived 9 months in the Ravensbrück concentration camp.
Yes, I did ring up for another question, but the only person I can think of is Dior.
Yes, Dior is actually correct. Yeah, Christian Dior. His younger sister was Catherine Dior. I know there's been quite a bit of writing about her in the past couple of years and about her experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Question 12. Australian bush nurse Sister Elizabeth Kenny was famous for her pioneering work in the treatment of which disease in the 1930s?
Sorry, where did she work again, did you say?
She was a bush nurse famous for her pioneering work in the treatment of which disease in the 1930s?
Okay, no, I don't know this one, sorry.
Do you want to have a guess at one, Anna?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
Thanks, Anna.
Okay. Here's Louise in Cannington. Hey, Louise.
Hello.
Hello. Sister Elizabeth Kenny, are you familiar with her?
Yes, I am, and she works with children with polio.
Yeah, that is correct. And a film was actually made about her life in 1952. It was called Sister Kenny. She was portrayed by Rosalind Russell, and Russell was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actress for that performance.
Yeah.
Question 13. Laverne, Maxine and Patricia are better known to history as which sisters?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Can you think of a group of sisters who go by the name of the something sisters?
No.
No?
No. I actually rang up for the Jacob
right.
Question. Did that get answered or did that get scratched?
Yeah, no, it got answered. And Jacob it was correct. All right. Thanks, Louise.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222. Cameron in South Perth.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening. Okay, Laverne, Maxine and Patricia are better known to history as which sisters?
The Everly sisters.
Oh, no, it's not Everly's. No.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Cameron. But they could be a kind of female equivalent.
Yeah. Not
Keith.
Hello.
Hello, Keith.
The sisters you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, could you ask me again, please?
I can ask you again. Laverne, yes. Maxine and Patricia are better known to history as which sisters?
Well, I do know it, but I just can't think of it. I'll just say the Silly Sisters.
Not the Silly Sisters. Thanks, Keith.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Carolyn Craigieburn, you've got it. Harry in the Bay, that's correct. Katrina. Grace. There you go. Elaine in Croydon. Alan, you've got it too. Noel from Broadwater. Hey, Noel.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hello. Who are these sisters? Laverne, Maxine and Patricia. They're better known to history as which sisters?
The Pointer Sisters.
No, they're not the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, no. Good night, Suzanne.
Okay, thanks, Noel. Does Dave know who they are, who Laverne, Maxine and Patricia are? Which sisters are these? Dave.
Hello.
Hello. How are you going? Good, good.
That was very quick. But they're the Andrews sisters.
They are the Andrews sisters who had hits in the 30s and 40s. You might think of a Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Oh, I know a Maxine Andrews, so that's how I remember them.
Right. Question, what shall I do now? Go to this one, question 14. What were the names of the two sister ships of the Titanic?
That's the one such as Al. I don't know. No. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Bye.
Ian from Dover.
Hello
to you. Ian, I want the names of the two sister ships of the Titanic.
I might be able to give you one. I think it's the Olympic.
Yes, the Olympic is one. Olympic Titanic, it probably rhymes.
Olympic Titanic Majestic.
It's not Majestic.
I thought I might get it wrong, but I helped.
You did. You absolutely did, Ian. How are things in Dover, Tassie tonight?
Yeah, it's nice. Good sunny afternoon.
Yeah?
Summer might get here soon.
We had Leon Compton from ABC Radio Hobart complaining on Friday night that the weather was absolutely garbage lately.
So, that's an understatement, right. But I'll allow him that. He's on radio.
Thanks, Ian.
Ta-da.
Okay. Do you know the sister ships of the Titanic? We have the Olympic. What was the other one called? 1-300-800-222. Yeah, that's right, Gail. Gail says The Paris Secret by Natasha Lester gives a historic fiction with lots of facts about Catherine Dior and the women who were in Ravensbrück prison camp. Yeah, we talked to Natasha a few years ago. I think it was about one of her other books, and she told us that she was going to be writing the book about Catherine Dior. Diana, you know who the other, what the other sister ship is there? Let's talk to Jill in New South Wales. Hey, Jill.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well. So after the sister ships of the Titanic, there were two. One was the Olympic. What was the other one called?
I think it was the Britannic.
Britannic is correct, right. Jill.
That's good. Britannic.
Okay. Those days, weren't they? Good old
Real Britannia.
Yeah. Okay, question 15. What are the names of the sisters who between them won 3 gold medals at the Paris Olympics last year in canoe slalom and the kayak cross?
The Fox sisters.
I'm just going to take it? Yeah, it is. Do you know their first names?
Jess and something. Jess and a sister. Jess and a little sister.
Jess, I'll take that. It is. It was Jessica and Noemi Fox.
Oh, that's right, Naomi. Great name, Naomi.
Yes, it is. Now, I skipped some of the things that I thought would be a bit hard, so I'm just. Mm. Oh, this one's okay-ish. Mm. I'll go with this one. 16. Before Anne Boleyn took up with Henry VIII in 1526. Anne's older sister, well, they think she was probably older, was also one of Henry's love interests. What was this older Boleyn sister called?
Name something Boleyn. Not Anne Boleyn. Something Boleyn. I have no idea. Let me say Mary Boleyn.
Mary is correct, Jill.
Is it?
Well, come on, it's 1526. They're not that creative with the names.
Well, that's
are
what
they?
I thought. Lots of Marys around, weren't they? Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm glad I woke up. Yeah.
17. Mm. Who is actor Warren Beatty's famous older sister?
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, what's her name? The funny one. She's funny, isn't she? Her name is no clues, I guess.
No, I mean, I think you know who it is. You just don't remember the name.
I cannot bring it to mind. My mind is full of unfinished sentences, you know, and that's one of them. Sorry, no, I'll have to dip out of that one.
All right,
you
helped us there, Jill, and I very much appreciate it. Max in Darwin is a first-time caller. Hey, Max.
G'day, Suzanne. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. How did you get through the weekend?
Little bit grim, I will say. We've got our power out currently, so we're just on the emergency battery radio at the moment.
Okay, so what are you doing for food? We heard earlier that a lot of the baked beans had all been sold out at the shops. We've been existing on baked beans?
We've been on instant noodles and a bit of leftover sky bowl, but everything's spoiled, unfortunately.
Oh, gosh. When are you expecting to get the power back, do you know?
God knows. God knows. Maybe 2 days, maybe 2 weeks.
You've got no idea, really. Oh,
no. Nope. Right.
So what are you going to do? I mean, are you meant to get up and go to work tomorrow, or how's the next couple of days going to look then?
We actually are expected to go to work tomorrow, which is a bit of a stitch up, but, you know, do what you got to do.
Yeah. Okay, we are on question. I have to find it. Where am I? Okay, 17. Who is actor Warren Beatty's famous older sister?
I'm going to say Grace Beasley.
No. It is not Race BC. Thanks, Max.
All right.
All right. You take care. I hope you get that power back soon. Here's Kate from Hamilton Hill. Hey, Kate.
Hello.
Hello. You're a first-time caller. We had someone else from Hamilton Hill maybe last night.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Look, it's a hot spot for new callers. Kate, who is actor Warren Beatty's famous older sister?
Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine is correct, Kate.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm feeling we've only got three left now, so this could in fact work out. Question 18. Sisters Alecto, Megara and Tisiphone are collectively known in ancient Greek mythology as what?
Is it something to do with Hydra or... No, hold on.
No. All right.
Sorry.
I'll let you go, Kate.
Nah,
okay, bye. Yes, Lorella, I am seeing your SMSs. Well, I'm seeing your notes asking you if I'm seeing your SMSs. A lot come in and I just can't always read them in a timely fashion. You lot are very, very exacting, I have to say. All right. Nick from Harndorf. Hello, Nick.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Doing well. Okay. I'm after six sisters, Alecto, Megara and Tisiphone, maybe it's Tisiphone, are collectively known in ancient Greek mythology as what?
Oh. Yeah, bingo, nada.
Nope, not happening.
Not at all.
Thanks, Nick.
All right.
Ross in Scoresby, that is exactly what they are known as. It's a very, very, they're a very precise group. These ladies. Here's Pat from Shoalhaven.
Hello.
Hello. Pat, Alecto, Megara and Tisiphone, collectively known in ancient Greek mythology as what, these sisters?
Are they the three muses?
Oh, they're not the muses, no.
Oh.
They okay. are the somethings, but it's right. not the muses.
Okay.
Thanks, Pat. No, Sally, not quite. Elizabeth, that is the correct answer. We're getting towards the end of this. This could well be the last question, depending on how we go, or if we've still got time, I'll squeeze one more in. So hop on the lines, 1-300-800-222. Latif. Hello, Latif.
Hello, Suzanne. Welcome back.
Thanks, Latif.
Three sisters in Greek mythology.
Mythology. Alecto, Megara, Tisiphone.
Yeah.
They are collectively known as something. It's not muses. They are known as something else, though. What is that that they're known as? Jane's got it too.
So it starts sisters of something.
No.
Oh, okay. Sisters come late. Anyway, sorry. Thank you.
Not sure.
Suzanne, leave it. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much, Latif. Do you know the answer to this one? If you do, 1-300-800-222.
ABC Gives has already raised thousands for OzHarvest.
Every cent that comes into OzHarvest will get into hungry bellies.
You can still donate. Visit abc.net.au/gives to donate now. ABC Radio.
Who else has it? Yeah, Jane from Homebush, that is also correct. 1-300-800-222. Here's Christos. Hey, Christos.
Yep. Is it the question about the three sisters?
It is.
Is it the sirens?
Oh, they're not sirens, no. I reckon was more than just three sirens. This is a group that there's only three of them. They're very, very special. But I'm sorry, Christoph.
That's all right.
All right. Good to talk to you. Let's head to Wombat Creek where Graham awaits. Hello, Graham.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say the sirens too.
So it's not muses. It's not sirens. What are these three sisters all about?
No, sorry. I wouldn't have an idea. Sorry.
Okay. Thanks, Graham.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Joni and Preston. Hello, Joni.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I know, I don't know. I was really hoping this would be done by the time I got it through.
This is probably going to be the last question if we don't end up getting it answered. Any guesses?
Like wasn't it like choruses were a thing then? Weren't they like chorus sisters?
No, not choruses.
Very desperate guest. Yeah,
thanks, sir. Thanks, Joni. All right, Katrina is in Darwin. Hello, Katrina.
Hello.
Hello. Do you know what these sisters are collectively known as?
The Faces of Fury? The Furies?
Oh, yes. They are the Furies. They are the goddesses of vengeance in Greek mythology, known for punishing crimes, particularly murder. So that's what they're all about. Okay, I'm going to lose two questions. I'm going to make this the last question, and I think this is a relatively easy one. So let me give you, let's hope. Oh, I like that from Vicky, who said maybe they're known as the old crones. Yeah. Okay, let me give you the drum roll, then we'll see if you can
that
get this
that was my
one.
Other option.
Okay, Katrina. Dull Scotland, boring Oregon, and bland New South Wales are all unofficial what?
Say them again.
Dull Scotland, boring Oregon, and bland New South Wales are unofficial what?
Unofficial? They sound like suburb names. But, yeah. Nope, sorry.
No, thanks, Katrina. Let's try Storm in Robina. Hey, Storm.
Hey, how you going?
I'm well. Now, dull Scotland, boring Oregon, and bland New South Wales. This is for the win. Our unofficial what?
Yeah, I really have no idea. I'm just going to take a stab in the dark. I'd say towns, maybe?
They're not unofficial towns, no. Doug in Newcastle is a first timer. Hey, Doug.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. All right. Now, think about what this quiz is about. Dull Scotland and boring Oregon and bland New South Wales are unofficial what?
No, sorry, I haven't got a clue. No.
Thanks, Doug. Ellie in Katoomba, help me here. What's this quiz about, Ellie?
Give me the question again. I think I know the answer.
We've got to be quick. Dull Scotland, boring Oregon, bland New South Wales are unofficial what?
Sister cities?
Yeah!
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.